सजानंद स्वामी महाराज नी जय, हरि कृष्ण महाराज नी जय, लक्ष्मी नारायण देव नी जय, अक्षर पुरुषोत्तम महाराज नी जय, प्रमुख स्वामी महाराज नी जय, सदगुरु देव नी जय, कष्ट भंजन देव की जय। वन ऑफ द मोस्ट मिस्टीरियस एंड हाईली इंटरेस्टिंग एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ आवर लाइफ इज व्हाट वी कॉल द ड्रीम स्टेट। The dream state is also called Swapna Avastha. It is a state in which lots of different images and stories appear inside our mind, and our mind creates this world every night, which we call dreams, which we call the state of dreaming. In neuroscience, it is also called REM sleep, rapid eye movement, and there has been considerable amount of research done on this particular topic and on this particular phenomenon. The fact is that when our Indian rishis were researching the nature of thought, the nature of emotion, the nature of the mind, they became very, very interested and curious in the nature of the dream state. Also, they became very much analytical in terms of understanding what is happening in the dream state and how it is generated. And at the same time, they wanted to know how to stabilize that state so that dreaming would not occur at all. Or what would have to happen so that there can be complete rest in the body without any turbulences of dreams. Now, these are very profound questions, but they are extremely, extremely relevant, applicable, and essential for our progress in life, because tremendous amount of energy is used while dreaming. Just think about that. Think about the fact that if you're sitting in a movie theater, you know, a projector is there and then that projector is projecting on a screen. Obviously, think about how much production and how much money has been used in developing a movie, in creating a movie, and then the projector is using energy to play the movie. So it is something like that. Our mind, our brain is like a projection system, you know, and think about what is required inside the brain, inside what we call the antakarana, man, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, the subtle body, sukshma sharira, the subtle aspect of our personality. Think about what is required to generate the story itself that is in the dreams, and then to actually project it within the mind itself while the jivatma, the soul, is in that dream state and is feeling that this is all real. Think about this. Think about the power that exists within our brain, within our mind, within our body. That power, that energy, is called Shakti in Sanskrit language. Shakti meaning the power of God, that Bhagavan or the Supreme Being has created this dream state for us, because we are trying to enjoy certain types of pleasures. That's one part of it. We're trying to resolve conflicts. That's another part of it. So in the attempt to come to a point of stabilization and total stability, the mind actually sinks further, deeper into conflict and starts living this dream state, which is an attempt to resolve all underlying psychological conflict. This has to be understood very carefully, because Bhagavan is sitting inside the soul as witness. He's the Sakshi. He's the Kshetrajna. Kshetrajna na pan Kshetrajna. In Gujarati we say Kshetrajna is the Atma, but he is even the Atma of the Atma, the deep inside. So he knows everything that's going on. And the Jivatma, the soul, is attached to ignorance. So, and from that ignorance, this dream state comes about. Everything in the dream state is a function and product of Ajnan, except for, and the only exception is when Bhagavan himself comes or shows himself in the dream state, and or there are God-related types of visions or activities, then that should be considered to be grace of God, or at least that we're in the right direction towards spiritual path. But other than that, everything else is a product of profound ignorance and bondage. This is very, very critical to understand, because our ultimate goal in life is to reach a state where the dreams all have ended, except for the presence of the Lord, and that is based on His wish. We cannot make that happen. And that dream state would be completely restful. So, again, let's go back for a moment to the question of where these dreams are generated from. Well, these dreams are generated from various neurological processes that occur in the brain, you know, where the eyes move rapidly also. And literally, it is a different plane of consciousness. It is a whole world that is generated, although the physical body is lying in the bed or wherever you're sleeping. The actual dreaming that occurs just inside the mind, but there is this dream world. Yeah, that's and it is for that time when a person is in that world, it seems as if that is the reality, and the waking world has no reality. So the generation of this dream world occurs by the power of God based on the types of disturbances and conflicts and emotions and memories that are rolling around inside the antakarana, inside the subtle mind, the subconscious mind, the conscious mind, all of it. You know, the egotistical mind, the memory structure that is within us. All of that is rolling around constantly within every human being. In the words of Sri Gunatitananda Swami, one of the foremost sadhus of Bhagwan Swaminarayan, and also considered by many to be the incarnation of Moolakshar, the abode of the Lord, the Dham of the Lord. Gunatitananda Swami has made one beautiful statement in his teachings. It is very, very simple, but really hits the nail on the head, which, as all of his statements would, obviously. And that statement is simply this, that he said in Gujarati, I'll say it in Gujarati, sukshma dehano kajyo bhare che, ane e jare mati jaye, tare badhu puru thai gyu. What he's saying is that this subtle body, all these confusions and these memories and thoughts and attachments and all that thing which is in the subtle body is a mass of confusion. It is causing tremendous conflict. The word kajiyo, conflict in the sense that it is, you know, it is causing literally a war. I mean, you could even say yudh perhaps, you know, the internal war that is going on. And Sriji Maharaj just talked about this in Vachanamrut also, Bese Nanu Vachanamrut, you know, this kind of thing, that the whole Kurukshetra is within one's heart. So, what they're saying, Maharaj and Swami, what they're aiming to say is that each human being is living in a psychologically generated battlefield. And in that battlefield, there are innumerable disturbances, innumerable problems, endless types of conflicts and emotions and traps and attachments that are just constantly going on. See, that is the problem of Maya. The Maya that the Jivatma is attached to is expressed in this way. And it is the goal of Bhagwan Swaminarayan, that's why he came. And really, if our whole excuse me, it really the whole goal of Sanatana Dharma is to show a pathway to come out of all of this into a state of pure consciousness, of Sat-Chit Ananda. We'll talk about that later on sometime, but let's stay focused on the problems of the dream state, because it is easily possible to get diverted into lots of other areas. But the problems of the dream state are critical. I think this is a tremendous place to begin to understand what Maya really is. Because whatever is happening in our daily life during the waking state, if it is conflictual, if it's filled with disturbances, and even the slightest attachment of any kind, it is going to prop up, it is going to show its ugly face in the dream state, And it will be amplified, magnified. It will be twisted and turned. And then the Jivatma will have used tremendous amount of energy to generate all of that thing, to live in that state. And then a person wakes up tired. And then the whole process begins all again. And there is a massive amount of disturbance and confusion that is going on. See, in the field of psychology, there is tremendous research done, great amount of research done, right from Sigmund Freud's time and even before him and until today, on the nature of dreams, the neuroscience of dreams. And of course, you know, in the modern time about the development of various medications to induce dreaming, to reduce nightmares, all that kind of thing. Now, in our Sanatan Dharma, in our Sanatan Sanskriti, our tradition, the various rishis that have come, the various gurus, the enlightened saints and sages, and of course in Swaminarayan Sampradaya, Bhagwan Swaminarayan, up to Pramukh Swami Maharaj, and there's other gurus also in Swaminarayan Sampradaya, who are very, very advanced spiritually, or some of them are very, very completely enlightened. They have come to a point in their life, or maybe they were born this way, that the entire dream state itself and the confusions and the problems in it doesn't exist for them anymore. Yeah. They have gone outside of that. Now, what does it mean to go outside that is still another question that will require much more careful examination in the future sometime. Look at that, because we won't be able to cover that today. But the fact is that these people are living in a state of complete steadiness, purity, clarity, where the brain and the mind are not generating any kind of a personal disturbance of any sort. We should just keep that in mind, that there is such a thing possible. It's not impossible, it's there. In fact, it's there. The possibility is there every moment in our life. But we want to examine the dream state using what is known as the via negativa approach. To explain it through negation. Through negation, in what sense? To recognize its disturbance and to directly perceive those disturbances and to perceive that those disturbances are not me. I am different from that. I am free of that. Because an attempt to stop the disturbances is also needed, no question. But that attempt is not going to stop the disturbances by itself. The attempt to stop disturbances can, in one sense, is needed. And what is that sense? That is just simply to connect with God. Bhagwan sathe connection karu, Bhagwan sathe jodan karu. એટલે એમાં બીજા ડિસ્ટર્બન્સ બધા ખલાસ થઈ જાય. નાઉ ધેટ્સ વેરી ઇઝી ટુ સે ઇન ગુજરાતી. આઈ કનેક્ટ વિથ ગોડ એન્ડ ઓલ ડિસ્ટર્બન્સીસ વિલ ગો અવે. શ્યોર, ધેટ્સ ઇઝી ટુ સે. એનીબડી કેન સે ઇટ. આઈ જસ્ટ સેડ ઇટ રાઈટ નાઉ. સો વોટ? ધોઝ આર જસ્ટ વર્ડ્સ. બટ ધ ફેક્ટ ઇઝ ધ એક્ચ્યુઅલ કનેક્શન વિથ ગોડ એન્ડ હાઉ ધેટ કેન અકર ઇઝ અગેન સમથિંગ ધેટ વી વિલ કવર લેટર ઓન. બટ ધ ફેક્ટ ઇઝ ધેટ ધ પરસેપ્શન ઓફ ધ ડિસ્ટર્બન્સીસ and the identification of the disturbances has to be very, very clear, that the human ego is identifying with those disturbances and is saying that this is me, this is my life, and this is what is going on in my life, and I'm within that. Well, yes, to some extent that's true, but also it's not completely true, because that is just a projection and creation of one's thoughts. So the via negativa approach is simply to observe and see that these things that are coming up, this is not me. This is just coming and going. It has no other existence anywhere inside the thought patterns themselves. And this kind of a perception, this kind of a heightened perception, is required. Because without this heightened perception, all that will happen is that we will do some bhakti, we will do some rituals and attend satsang and all these other things that we do, but still the dream state has not disappeared, still the problems come back again and again. You know, so that means that the kind of connection needed has still not occurred. And also, when a person is relaxing at nighttime, which is what, you know, sleep really should be all about. It should be a point for, it should be a point of relaxation. In that sleep, we have to be very, very cognizant of what is happening at the beginning of the dream state. So what I want to emphasize here right today is the transition point between the waking state and the dream state. Just that much. Because the whole secret of stabilizing the dream state lies at recognizing the point where the dream state begins. And that recognition, that heightened perception, is only possible when great connection with God is possible. Again, that's a whole, you know, that I don't want to talk about too much about that right now, because that's what the whole Vachanamrita is actually all about. It's how to connect with the Lord. You know, and again, there's so much involved in that. But right now, we'll just say this much, that profound connection, asadharan bhakti, great level of connection with God, allows for the clear awareness and perception of the transition point between the waking state and the dream state. That transition point, once it is recognized, then one is then able to avoid the dream state completely and literally remain awake without feeling tired, without the mind generating the dreams, and is able to rest completely, and the amount of rest time would relatively be less, maybe 5 hours or maybe 6 hours, depends on the person, you know. And that kind of rest, where the person is continuously awake but is completely relaxed without any psychological disturbances of any sort, which are then generating the dream state, that kind of a profound relaxation is called yog nidra. It is the nidra, meaning sleep, yog meaning connection with the Lord, connection with the Atma. It is a profound connection where in that connection there is great awareness and steadiness and sublimity and sublime feeling and absolute steadiness of thoughts and breath and of the body and emotions and all of that. And in that state, there is also the stabilization of the sex energy. This is very, very important. In the life of Swaminarayan Bhagwan, when he was a teenager, Nilkanth Varani, he has talked about the fact that he used to sleep in various asanas, like Gorakh asana, etc., you know, to keep the semen within the body, because that the sex energy is the root energy, or it is manifestation of the root energy that is responsible for creating the dream state and the waking state. So once that energy is stabilized, then that same energy will go back to where its origin point is, and that is the Lord Himself. But the Lord has given that energy, Bhagwan has given that energy for the purpose of the Jivatma enjoying and suffering both this worldly existence in the waking state and dream state. So again, that's another deeper topics to be examined later on sometime. But the fact is that the transition point has to be recognized between the waking state and the dream state. And once the transition point is recognized clearly, there is great, great possibility of entering into yog nidra. Now, this doesn't happen right away, but it is important for all of us to recognize that there is such a state. When we see, for example, Pramukh Swami Maharaj, or when we see lots of other yogis who are there, other individuals who have entered into this kind of life, into this kind of state, you know, they are living that pure and undiluted, uninterrupted life of absolute devotion and purified emotion without any kind of psychosomatic disturbance of any kind. You know, so this state is there. It is accessible to all of us all the time. It is a question of awareness. Janpanam. Bhagwan Swaminarayan has also mentioned this about awareness. Janpanam. He says that Janpana rupe darvaje ta paramanso hubache. That means to remain in the state of awareness, at the door of awareness. And that's where Akshardham exists. He says that Akshardham, the abode of the Lord, is at the door of awareness of what is happening within the waking state and the dream state. And when energy is not torn apart anymore, is not fragmented anymore, is not split anymore by negativity, by raga and dvesha, by dislike for others or great attachment for others, none of that exists. When we are in that state, if we are in that state, then it is possible to come to a point of yoga nidra, and in that yoga nidra, there is no bhog. Bhog meaning this experience of pleasure, of the senses, that is even in the dream state, which uses tremendous amount of neuropsychological energy. So that energy, once it is conserved this way, and there is a great realization of the importance of conservation of this great neuropsychological power and energy that is within all of us, then it is possible to use that energy just for the purpose of pleasing the Lord, for the purpose of serving people, for the purpose of doing good things in society, not harming anyone, of course. And with that kind of a life, one becomes an instrument of the peace of the Lord. Because Bhagwan is Param Shanti. So one, the devotee, the bhakta, the sadhak, he becomes an instrument of the Lord. So even in Christianity, there is the teaching of Saint Francis of Assisi, the prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi. So beautiful. Oh Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. He's praying to God that we should become an instrument of his great peace, of his understanding. That we should become an instrument to function in this world. So we function. So then when a person comes out of that yoga nidra, or out of that steadiness, gets up in the morning and is just filled with energy, is filled with infinite energy to do great works in the world, but at the same time be totally unattached, because that person lives within this world without any kind of obstruction, attachment, or any other turbulence of any sort. So these are just some thoughts, initial thoughts on this topic. This is a very profound subject. Right now we have just covered the transition point between the waking state, dream state. To be aware of that transition point is very, very important. To pray to the Lord to keep us in that awareness so that the dream state does not overtake our life and disturb our life so much. That is a spiritual level. Otherwise, dreams are obviously, they're necessary. Otherwise, a person would not be able to function normally. But that is necessary because there's so much turbulence and conflict. The mind has to come to a natural point where the dreams naturally end, not artificially. And that will happen. That will definitely happen for all of us who are interested in such a thing, and who are interested in connecting directly with God, you know, through the grace of the enlightened saints and sages, because they're living in that state. So by having connection with them, we can also enter into that, because they show us the way. It is a profound journey. It is an inward journey that can be taken, and it is worth taking. It is the journey to take, but it is not easy to understand, of course, the importance of even that journey. That is the purpose of this recording here, just to open up the topic a little bit. Just superficially we've opened it up right now, and in the future we will get into it much more depth. Let us pray to the Supreme Lord, who is the cause of all causes, Sarvakarana Karanam, that He bless us all to move forward in spirituality and in our daily life without any kind of negative emotion, any kind of harmful desires, and without any kind of degrading thoughts that may be overtaking us. So with that prayer, in the feet of the Lord, Bhagwan Swaminarayan, and all the Paramahansas, Gunaditanand Swami, Gopalanand Swami, and all the great sages who are enlightened today, like Pramukh Swami Maharaj and others, We pray to them, which is really praying to God within us, that we can remain in that state of clear vision and steadiness. Sajanand Swami Maharaj ki jai.